Studio album, Going to the Delta. Let's do another title track from an album many years ago, and this is called Street Corner Thought. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a new album out, and the new album is called The Devil to Pay, and we're in Europe for 2 weeks. Yeah, Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. And that's it. And then we go back home. I live in the States now, I have done for a long time. Let's do a couple of songs from the new album, which is pretty much a straight blues album. This first song is called, it's all about when you have that dread of something bad happening in your life. It's called Bad Weather Brewing. My friends don't know that I'm not English, I'm Welsh, and I was born just after World War II, and back in Wales in those days, it was rations, you know, there wasn't much butter, there wasn't much milk around in the coal mining town where I was born. And so I was a very sickly child. I was in hospital a lot of the time. And but my grandfather was a very strong man. He was a coal miner. And he had actually come from Germany, maybe in the 1920s, to work in Wales. So that's a little bit of my background. But when I was growing up, I was a very sickly child. And somewhere along the way, my grandfather's genes must have kicked in, because I've been fine since I was a kid. But when I look back, it was a pretty bad time. And I drew on that for this new song and the new album. It's called I Grew Up in the Blues. Professionally with Savoy Brown. I started the band in May 1965, rehearsing in my parents' bedroom. I started. And then I opened my own club in South London and started from there. But there's been many people in Savoy Brown. And I've always had singers most of the band's career. And I'd like to pay tribute to a singer I had in 1974, Jackie Linton. We did an album together called Jack the Toad. So let's do a song from that album. This is called Coming Down Your Way. Woo! radio down. You are just around, singing around there. Also from the 70s, maybe 1970. Of course, every time I talk about these years, it makes me feel very old. And back in those days, I was led the band, and also wrote a lot of the stuff, and also I produced a lot of the things. So, way too much stress for a young guy, I can tell you. So if any of you out there suffer from stress, talk to me, I know all about it. When we came to finish the Looking In album, I was a song short. So I made this up on the spot, and it's on the Looking In album. It's called Sunday Night.
So please stick around. Hopefully we're going to hit on some of the songs you want to hear. We're going to be playing some new material as the evening goes on. But once again, thank you so much for coming out and spending your night with us.
Yeah, let's do a song that a singer I had in the 1960s, Chris Yulin, who was the greatest talents I've worked with, one of the greatest guys we've had in South Florida. Let's do a song from the Raw Sienna album. Dedicate this to Chris. This is called Hard Way to Go.
Sugar, a hole in the moon. Say that you got a moon in the air. Ain't no point in your raising sand. Ain't no point in your raising sand. Thank you.
This is a story about a boy, a story that you want to know. She lives alone in a one-room flat on the street where the dots are low. Every night about the same time, wondering where her heart is. Goes to the place where everyone goes. In a boy. Shake my head a little bit.
Never heard of one. me.
Check the website out, please do. For there, you can follow us on Facebook or you can follow Kim on Twitter. Once again, thanks for bringing us to this beautiful town. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. Here's another little song, the thing I wrote with Chris Hume back in 1968, I think, called Trains of Nowhere.
Catch it if you wanna run. Don't you worry, heaven has
Come back to me, baby.
Chicago bus. Drinking was invented in Austria, wasn't it?
I think Mozart wrote that. I'm pretty sure he did.
Sometimes I've been... there's been lots of Savoy Brown albums over the years. Even I can't keep up with them, but I think it's in the high 30s, 38, 39 or something. I don't know. But of course, there's been tons of compilations as well. And if you listen to some of the old albums, two or three, I don't play much guitar on. But there's some times in my life where I've got really tired of playing the guitar. And that's kind of tough when you make a living out of doing something. You wake up in the morning and it doesn't talk to you anymore, you know. But those kind of times you have other instruments that you play and you hope to get your inspiration back for your main instrument. I play a lot of instruments. I brought this one along tonight because it's small. It's a harmonica. I put it in my pocket.
You won't see me.
1968, I did some dates with Captain Beefheart in England. One of my favourites, and we were at a club in London called Middle Earth, was it? And Covent Garden. And I was so inspired by Captain Beefheart, I went home and I got my Muddy Waters records out. And I rocked up this Muddy Waters song. You heard the original when we walked on stage. This is my rocked out version that did very well in the States.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
another tune that most of you don't know that Mozart wrote, you know, this next one also.
Oh.